Hey guys, what's up? You're now listening to Easy by Just Brianna, the personal finance and motivational podcast by your girl, Just Brianna. Let's get into it.
It's easy. It can be so easy. Help me with my funds. I need somewhere to run. I need somewhere to go. If you tell Brianna about your problems, I bet she would know. She gonna show you things and tell you things you never seen before. She gonna teach you how to stack your bread and how to say it though.
It's just Brianna, tell Brianna. 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 It's just Brianna, just Brianna, just Brianna.
Hey guys, welcome back, and if you're new here, welcome, welcome. We're back with another episode on EBJV, the podcast, the Financial Literacy and Motivational Podcast with your girl, Just Brianna. First of all, if you've been here for a while, you're going to feel me on this when I say, can I get a round of applause for the consistency, okay? Like, I don't want to jinx it, but if you know like I do, I would have took a break by now, but with growth comes acceptance and accountability, okay? So I had to take into account that my consistency was weak, and that's probably my weakness with my overall brand, is that I'm never really consistent. I will take a few months hiatus and then come back and give the people what they want and then go missing again and then come back. But that's just my ghost like Aquarius quality, so we're not gonna get too much into that. We're here for finance. We're not here for no zodiac astrology stuff going on, so I'm gonna stay on topic. But what I'm saying is my consistency lacked, so I had to take accountability with that, and I'm trying to get better with it. So a round of applause with us being consistent. I didn't put out episode after episode after episode after episode, and y'all been rocking with me. I've been building my platform. I've been getting more subscribers. I'm here for it. I really do appreciate the people who support me. If you share, like, comment, whatever you do, or anything that's to do with my brand, it's always a big thank you over here. I'm always super appreciative. Thank you. All right, so on today's episode, y'all, just like I talked about before with me being accountable and accepting things, I had to do that as well with my finances. So I'm going to be sharing with y'all some of my harsh reality checks with some of the mistakes that I made with managing my money that you can learn from. And I'm going to start by giving you a full disclaimer, okay? If you thought I was rich, if you always thought my money was together, always been organized, baby, I'm here to pop your bubble, okay? I've learned a lot of what I advocate today through the errors I made early. So I was forced to grow up pretty early on. And unlike this current generation, we wasn't looking to be adults and owning businesses and managing homes and set at such an early age. We was basically programmed to like further our education in college, or we would not last. Like, we would be struggling. That's what we was told. This is how we was brought up. So when I say I came a long way, I truly have, and I still have a long way to go. But here's some of the things I've learned so far that you could possibly benefit from if you take note of it. So let's learn from JB mistakes, okay? One of my biggest mistakes, I would have to say, is not having a budget and tracking my spending. You want to talk about loss, baby? I didn't know what my money was going to, y'all. Like, I was getting paid on a Friday morning, it was going by Saturday afternoon, and if you asked me where my check went, I couldn't tell you. Like, and after playing survival of the fittest between paychecks for a little while, I really had to sit down and have a reality check with myself. Like, okay, we're gonna have to change some things. We're gonna have to start mapping things out. So I tried some different budgets, and at first it didn't work too well for me, y'all. Like, I didn't like the zero base one. I didn't like the no budget. I didn't like none of them. I did like the 50, 30, 20, but I was 19. I had two jobs, a house, myself and my mother to take care of, amongst a whole bunch of other things to do with my income. So when I say that my income was very much all over the place, me trying to budget off the 50, 30, 20, that was hard for itself too. So I basically took all the things that I liked from certain budgets, and I created my own kind of method to track my income and my spending. And what I noticed was I was able to hold on to money longer. I was able to see where my hard-earned money was going towards. And I was able to create plans for things that I wanted based off of me tracking my finances, okay? So another huge mistake I made was a payday loan. Oh my God, these loans, y'all, they're like the devil. Like, please avoid payday loans. Please, just hear me out. Hear me out. They are literally designed to prey on people who don't qualify for regular loans and for people who don't, who are basically desperate, like who don't know where else to turn but to get this money from these payday loans. And you will find yourself taking out a $100 loan and paying them back $500 and $600. Like, the interest on these loans are ungodly. Like, I'm just being completely honest. So in my experience, again, my first car, 19 years old, I was having some issues with the car and I needed to get it serviced, but I didn't have the extra money. So what did I do? I took my pay stubs and I went up to Delaware and I got me a $500 payday loan. And I wound up actually paying back like almost $1,100 when I was finished with it. So when I tell you it's not worth it, baby, now it's just not worth it. Now, looking back at that, what would have saved me was another mistake that I made with my money, and that was not having a savings account or an emergency savings. Y'all, your girl JB was living out here dangerous, okay? Like, I was living a dangerous lifestyle. I did not have no money saved, like, none. Even when I created a budget and started tracking my spending, I kindly skipped over the fact that I indeed was supposed to be saving some of this money that I was getting in towards emergencies, like car trouble or in case I lost my job, or saving towards things that I actually wanted instead of impulsively buying them, possibly robbing Peter to pay Paul for it, okay? Like, I didn't get my first savings account until I worked at a bank at 20 years old. And even then, I was still figuring it out because I had it connected to my checking account, y'all. So them transfers, they was happening, like, daily. So it didn't really take for me to get just a savings account for me to start saving. I had to get serious about my financial freedom and my finances overall for me to get saving and get in a better position with me managing my money. And I'm not going to tell y'all how recent that was, but I am going to tell you the past 5 years, I've been transitioning a lot. And there's a big difference between having emergency savings and having a savings account at all versus me just out here winging it. And that's exactly what I was doing at one point. I didn't have no money saved. I didn't have nothing saved for emergencies. And I was always in tough predicaments. But I never had credit card issues because I kind of skipped over credit cards. It just wasn't my thing. But I did do like payday loans and stuff of that nature. And I caught myself in tough situations. So guys, like I touched on a little bit before, I used to live a dangerous lifestyle when it came to handling my money. And one mistake that I'm going to bring up again was buying cheap versus buying good quality. Now, I'm not big on designer. Do I have anything against it? No, ma'am. If it's in your bracket, by all means, do you, boo-boo. Go ahead and buy the LV. I was about to say MK. Do y'all even wear MK anymore? Right? Y'all don't wear that. But whatever. Go ahead and buy your Gucci Prada and everything else if that's in your brackets. But for me, that's not something that I like to spend my money on. Now, I do believe in buying good quality clothes though that will last you over cheap clothes that you have to constantly replace. I am a fan of fast fashion still. Like, don't get me wrong, I like Boohoo, Shein, and Pretty Little Things and all them other things for like my trips and when I'm creating content for promotion. Usually things that I'm only going to wear once, right? Because a lot of times when I'm on my trips and my content promotion, I'm doing pictures in them and I'm not going to really want to wear them all the time after that. So fast fashion for things like that, that works fine for me. But like blazers, jeans, buttons up, sweatsuits, etc., I plan to keep for years and like wear over and over again. I buy good quality of because it's more cost efficient for me versus me like shopping throughout the year because once I wash something, it's done. You know what I'm saying? So I buy good quality clothes versus buying cheap because they last and I don't have to shop as much. I can do once or twice a year versus going all throughout the year shopping and replacing. So that's a mistake that I learned from. Hopefully you guys can learn from that too. I also had a bad habit in itself with shopping whenever I had money. Like if my account had $13 in it, 18-year-old Brianna was going to go find a $13 top. She's going to find a $13 skirt, something. I was going to go spend my money. It was going to on clothes, like it was going to happen. If it was $13 left, that $13 was going. And this was a big mistake of mine as well, like obsessively spending, partying, eating out all the time. Like, And when I started tracking my spending, I realized more than half of my income was going towards drinking, eating out, and shopping. I had to have another big sit down with myself again about my priorities and what I wanted out of my life. I knew that if I wanted more, I had to do better with the choices I was making with my money, y'all. So I had to stop making excuses for buying things that I didn't really need. And I had to gain some discipline. Like, bro, we got food in the house, okay? So, no, we don't have to stop at Chick-fil-A today. We're going to go home and we're going to make a chicken salad for yourself. Like, we're gonna make some chicken nuggets in the house. Like, we're not gonna go spend out all the time. So I had to gain some discipline, and that was one of my biggest mistakes too. I had a lot of mistakes, but those were my biggest ones. And I'm still learning from these things too, guys. Like, even at 27, fully educated with financial literacy and now advocating it, I'm still learning from mistakes that I'm making. Like, and I'm still in the journey as far as where I want my income to be and how I bring it in. Like, recently I had a mistake. It happened, you know. I lost my child, and I planned a second trip home to be around my loved ones, okay? So while I was away from home, unfortunately, you know, I did blow my budget, and I had to go inside my emergency savings and balance things back out. But that's because I didn't have that plan. I didn't plan to lose my daughter and make a trip home and be in the situation that I was. But a lot of people don't plan these things, and that's when emergency savings do come into account. So, like I said, I still do make mistakes, and I am still learning. I'm still in the journey with itself. Like, I'm in a good place as far as like where my income is and like debt and my credit, things of that nature. I can definitely advocate for financial literacy, right? But as far as where I want my income to be and how I make it, because I still have a 9-to-5 and I don't want a 9-to-5. I want to do financial literacy advocate. Like, I want to be that all the time. Like, I don't want to do my 9-to-5. So I'm working on myself too. But the mistakes I have made and learned from, I'm hoping you guys can learn from too. Overall, I'm still becoming the woman I want to be. And just because I'm in the place I'm in now doesn't mean I have it all figured out. I still get overwhelmed with my money at times. But what I have learned, I hope y'all can learn from. As always, thank you guys for listening. God bless. JB. I just want to say, if you're still here and listening, you're a real one. I really, really appreciate you sitting here listening through my ads, because those ads at the end of these podcasts is what gets your girl paid. We need some coins. So thank you if you're still here from listening. You know, I got 1,200 subscribers. Ugh. We've been at this for, 3 years? And I got 1,200 subscribers. I can freaking scream. I'm just a small little city. I'm not even from the city. I'm like from the outskirts of Philadelphia, but I moved to Philadelphia and then I moved to Dallas. But I'm just like this small girl with big dreams, and I'm so happy for the support that I get from you guys, and it warms my heart. So if you're still here and you're still listening and you listen to that darn ad, thank you. And listen every freaking episode if you can, because I need my coin. All right, stay blessed.